الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وقال تعالى: وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون. وقال تعالى: والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: حجبت النار بالشهوات وحجبت الجنة بالمكاره، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الترمذي. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلمه تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, mashayikh ikram, honorable qura, respected prophet, leaders and elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters, listening through the receiver, I would like to greet you with the beautiful greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The beautiful recitation of small sahal moved his own subhanahu. Such a small child, Allah Ta'ala give him barakah in his umar inshaAllah. Allah give him barakah in his ilm inshaAllah. Allah make him a shining star like his own father inshaAllah. Allah accept the efforts of Shaykh inshaAllah, and Allah Ta'ala keep us all the qadr and the tawfiq to value our scholars, I mean Ya Rabbil Alamin. Because these are the ones who we will follow and we will reach our destination inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his holy book in regards to the importance of our nafs and our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Shams, after taking many oaths, Allah takes oath upon oath upon oath, and then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath of the soul itself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the soul and by that being which formed the soul, subhanahu wa ta'ala. None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the soul for its righteousness and for its wickedness, for God-fearingness and for its wickedness. Allah Ta'ala gave it both parts. And it's for the nafs to take upon which path it wants to go through. Many of us today go through many challenges. And this is exactly what was the topic of discussion today. Get rich or die trying. Everybody in the world is having a rat race to become rich. Whether it's come from halal, I mean al-halal, I mean al-haram, or what? Illa masha'Allah, except those who Allah wants. And except those who Allah Ta'ala wills and chooses. For the ones who do save themselves from indulging in activities which are against the Quran and Sunnah will get prosperity in their earnings and in their business, inshaAllah. This is without a shadow of doubt, subhanAllah. Without a shadow of doubt. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sadir, as-sadur, al-amin, ma'an-nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa-tasleem. That tradesman, that sergeant who trades with honesty and truthfulness, a sadoor, extremely truthful, doesn't lie, doesn't deceive people, does not tell lies that it is halal when it is haram, doesn't tell lies that I bought it through genuine and legit means when it's bought it behind the back. Make sure that he is selling What he is saying is that As-Sadiq, As-Saduq, always speaks the truth. When you go to buy a product, say this is what it is, this is the quality of the product, this is how it's going to perform, doesn't deceive anybody. As-Saduq, not only once in their life, by saying sorry, Hadith Rasulullah says, As-Saduq, Shaykh, please correct me if I'm wrong, this is mubalagha, this is extravagant. Fa'ul, Saduq, meaning extremely truthful. At all times, not just once saying the truth and thinking he's actually, he's done the hadith, he's acting on the hadith as if I've spoken the truth once. No, a Saduq always speaks the truth. And not but not, and then, least, last but not least, Al Amin, trustworthy. Amanatah. What is he going to be? On the day of Qiyamah, this person will be resurrected with the Anbiya, subhanAllah. So is the training good? If we do it according to the Quran and Sunnah. As-Sajid, As-Saduq, Al-Amin, Ma'an-Nabiyyin, Was-Siddiqin, Was-Shuhada, he will be with the truthful one. He will be with the shuhada and the martyrs, subhanAllah. If Allah is going to bless a person with such status in the akhirah, do me and you not think Allah will bless them with prosperity in this dunya? Yes or no? Yes, definitely. Allah will give them abundance. And he will get from such quarters, which he will not even understand where it's coming from. مِنْ حَيْثُ وَلَا يَحْتَذِرُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He will get from means where he didn't even think of. So we go through many challenges. And many a people are having, the whole life is based upon how to get rich quick. Quick money. You want to become a drug dealer? You want to sell hashish? You want to sell marijuana? You want to sell ecstasy? You want to sell heroin on the street and become the businessman of the day? You want to become Mr. Don? Think of your akhirah, Allahu Akbar. Our brothers who are dealing on the street, Allahu Akbar. We feel pity for them. We feel sorry for them. We hope they understand the true message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because drugs and selling drugs is not going to bring them peace and contentment. It's just falsification, lust. It's just beautified. It's just for a little while. These very people that are in this very despicable act, their own lives are in danger. Yes or no? You tell me. They'll be dealing one day, and the next day they won't know who's going to come after them. Allah Akbar. Their lives are not in peace. It's just falsification. It's falsified as being somebody who is in pleasure and happiness. Real contentment, real pleasure is with what? In the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi zikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. O Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab, do we really think we're going to get real pleasure in having those ecstasy towers or having the marijuana and the drugs and the ganja? Do you think you're going to go into Qur'an? You think you're going to feel high and go high and so high that you will say bye bye to everybody? You go, you finish, your mind will be gone. Because now you'll be hooked on something which is detrimental to the society that you live in. It will be detrimental for your family, for your society's fabric, for your own domestic home. Drug taking, we know so many schemes. The government of our country, United Kingdom, knows the problem of drugs. It's understanding the problem, but how is it going to address it? That's the big question. How is it going to address it? Are you going to address it through means, by how you think? No. Where there's a will, there's a way. You can have as many trainings as you want, but that very person goes through the training, if he hasn't got the will, he ain't going to go a long way. But what we need to do is we need to give the people the importance of this hurmat and this thing being haram through the Quran and Sunnah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up on the minbar one day and he gave khutbah and he was talking about the drugs at that time. Allahu Akbar. And he says, Al-Khamr, ma khamr al-Aqal. Alcohol was prevalent at that time. They used to have alcohol. And we know the Quranic verses in relation to alcohol. First the ayah came. This is this more harm than benefit, this, that, and the other. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. Najas. It's impurity. Fajtanibu. Stay away from it. It's not good. It's haram. Allah made it haram later on. But when Hazrat Umar was given this khutbah, what does he say? Al-khamru ma khamar al-aqal. Alcohol is that which befogs the mind. Something that befogs the mind. Everything that comes into this category now will be termed as khamr, will be termed as intoxicant, will be termed as something which is haram in our Sharia, the Sharia of Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whether it be through drugs, whether it be through wealth, many challenges. And my young friends, when they go through this phase, when they are growing from adolescence into adulthood, they go through many challenges. And this period of the life, going through adolescence into adulthood, they look at people, they want to follow people, they think this is cool, this is chilling. That's why sometimes you'll see even our young children trying to imitate the elders, because it has a psychological effect. When they are going through this stage, from adolescence into adulthood, they will see and observe many things, and then they will try to adapt those things into their later life. This phase is so important because this is the stage in a person's life when a person will go through extreme and intense physical development, extreme and intense emotional development, extreme and intense spiritual development. Sometimes it is hard for that person to comprehend that change. It's hard for the person to understand that change. Sometimes this leads to confusion and frustration. And this very confusion and frustration is the situation of the person who thinks he wants to be high. Allah. This is the state of confusion. This is the state of frustration. Such feeling causes a person to experiment many things, to explore many things. And then the issue will be there of a person trying to recognize his own individual identity. Allah. Who am I? What is my identity? Where do I belong? Who do I belong to? Is it going to be that t-shirt which says, I am something? Is it going to be that t-shirt which says, which holds the flag of a certain country? Is it something that which is visual, which we can see? Or is it something which is within him? Within that person's self, within the heart of that person, that he actually recognizes who he is. This is why For a Muslim, self-recognition is so important, subhanAllah. For a Muslim, this self-recognition is so important because the very thing when a person recognizes oneself, this is a key step of trying to mature a person into adulthood, subhanAllah. Of recognition of oneself. This is why a famous Arabic proverb captures these words very well and says, Man arafa nafsahu, arafa rabbahu. Whosoever recognizes himself has in reality recognized his Lord, subhanAllah. If we recognize who we are, where we are from, is it all about I am Indian, I am Bangladeshi, I am Pakistani, I am Gujarati, I am Hindu, I am Pathan, I am this, I am British, I am English, I am Scottish, I am Welsh, I am Irish. Is it all about national identity, or is it all about personal, individual identity, subhanAllah? At this juncture, Sheikh, allow me to elaborate a bit upon the present crisis that the young Muslim faces in today's society.